now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be talking about holidays and, you know, let's say the national and cantonal holidays and the fact that we should all have more of them. I'm sure everyone will agree. Now, of course, let's take a look. There's some movements here because last Thursday was Ascension. That was a public holiday in most parts of Switzerland. Likewise, next Monday, it's Pentecost or Whit Monday, whichever way you want to go on that one. That's also a public holiday in many areas. So this week's edition of Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at Swiss public holidays in general and why there might be a new one added soon and where you should move to get more of them. So let's start with the basics in Switzerland. Now, Derek, I'm going to ask you this very simple question, but I know it's not going to have a simple answer, because how many public holidays are there in Switzerland?
Yes, indeed, not a simple answer to this question. But in a way, there is also a simple answer to this question, because if you look at Switzerland as a whole, there is only one national day on the 1st of August that is set as a holiday for the entire country at the federal level. All the other holidays are for the different cantons to define, and that includes actually Christmas or New Year's Day. Right. And due to this fact, apart from the federal holiday, there are only three other days that are recognized throughout Switzerland in all cantons. That's New Year's Day, Ascension Day, and Christmas Day. You can add to this Easter and Pentecost, but those two always fall on a Sunday anyways. Right. So if you're not particularly religious, really the days that count are the days that you get off work. And
exactly.
So it's just the three, New Year's Day, Ascension Day, and Christmas Day that fall not necessarily on a Sunday and are celebrated across the country.
Okay, so as you say, it's mainly cantonal directed at these holidays. So what are the other holidays celebrated in different cantons? Where should you go if you want the most time off?
Well, one thing after the other. For example, on the 23rd of June, Jura, the Jura canton of Jura, celebrates its Independence Day from the canton of Bern. Jura, of course, became independent from the canton of Bern in the 70s, so they mark that date on the 23rd of June. Many Catholic cantons like Lucerne or Ticino, but also Basel, have several holidays related to Carnival, of course. Geneva has its Escalade on the 12th of December. As Genevan residents most likely are aware of, when that canton celebrates its last big battle against the Savoyards who tried to take the city. So those are just to name a few, but of course there are countless others that are celebrated in different cantons, a lot of which related to Christian celebrations.
Right, okay. And of course, yeah, then you've got the difference of the cantons, whether it's, it's whether it's Catholic or Protestant or whatever, it will have
exactly.
An impact on those holidays. But of course, when it comes down to that transport, let's say transporting above religion, we of course have patriotism, and there is one holiday that unites the whole country, sort of
one that rules them all.
Yes,
in a way.
Yes, that's the 1st of August. Of course, that's National Day.
Yes, and that day commemorates the founding of the early confederation of the three original cantons, Uri, Schwyz, and Nidwalden, in 1291. Interestingly, that day was not a day off work until 1993, when it was introduced as such through a popular initiative that demanded to make it a work off day. That was adopted, that initiative, by 83.8% of votes, the best score of any popular initiative ever.
Right.
I wonder why that is.
Yes, exactly. During a day off, yes, please, why not? I do remember that. I mean, it took them a while. I mean, they're marking a date in 1291, and it wasn't actually a day off till 1993. So it was a slow process getting that national holiday. Now, the thing is, as you rightly said there, Dara, of course, it was the most popular when it comes down to a popular initiative. Can we expect a similar result? Because we've got another vote coming up, potentially.
Potentially, yes. Well, some people consider that Switzerland should introduce an additional national day to celebrate the creation of the modern federal nation state. That's why there has been a push in recent years to introduce a new national holiday on the 12th of September, which is the day on which the first Swiss constitution came into force in 1848. That day would then more be to celebrate Swiss democracy and the Swiss institution, rather than its mythical origins in 1291, right?
Right, that wasn't mythical. that was
true. It happened. Something right. happened.
But, yes.
We're not quite sure what importance it had and if it was actually on a 1st of August. But obviously, yes, right. something happened back around those years. Otherwise, we all wouldn't be here talking about Switzerland today. But still, for some people, they think maybe we should set a later date to celebrate the actual modern institutions that so many of us are proud about today.
Yes, because you said that was in 1848. If we actually look at the time difference between 1291 and 1993 and then 1848 to now, really we've got to wait another 600 years before
exactly.
that becomes a holiday. Let's take a look at that. Anyway, but okay, this new potential holiday, does that have any chance of passing?
Well, at the beginning of the month, on the 5th of May this year, 2023, the Swiss National Council, the Swiss House of Representatives, if you will, has voted in favor of a motion from a centrist member of parliament that asked for the introduction of such a holiday. And the Council of State still has to decide on the proposal. And if it also agrees, the government must introduce the new holiday. But the Council of States has a tendency to be more conservative, and the government has already warned about, you guessed it, the high costs such an additional holiday would have for the economy. So I wouldn't bet my money on it.
Right.
But of course, here we're talking about a parliamentary procedure that you can't exclude that in the coming years some initiative committee would get together and actually launch a popular initiative.
You say you can't exclude that. I would put money on that. I would actually suggest if the Council of States reject the holiday, it will be just a matter of months before someone puts forward an initiative and starts the signature collection for that. And if you look at the past vote for the August the 1st one, it'll pass. Again, if you ask people, would you like to day off?
It could pass again. Could pass again.
Exactly. Anyway, so as we spoke about earlier on, of course, all the holidays across the cantons are all very different. So if you are someone who's particularly lazy and well-organized at the same time, you could choose a canton in which to live where you'd get your most holidays. So where would that be?
Yes, so suppose you're living in Geneva or Canton of Vaud. You currently have 6 work-free public holidays. So again, excluding Pentecost and Easter, which always fall on Sundays. So 6 work-free public holidays a year that don't fall on a Sunday, which is actually the least amount of any canton in Switzerland. So you can move to almost any other canton, except for, I think, Appenzell Innerrhoden, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they don't like people having days off at all.
No, they also have about 6.
Yes.
But if you're in Canton of Vaud or Geneva, you're better off in almost any other canton.
Right.
But to maximize the number of public holidays, you would have to move to the other end of Switzerland, to the Canton of Grison, where you would then benefit of no less than 13 days off a year.
Right.
In general, Catholic cantons have... you're better off in Catholic cantons, as you mentioned before. They have more holidays than Protestant ones, right? That goes probably back to the work ethic.
Yes,
of
I was going to say there's a logic there. Carry on.
there is a logic there, right? So if you don't want to move all across the country, you might also find a decent amount of holidays in Fribourg already. That's a little less far away than Grison, with 12 days in Fribourg, or Neuchâtel even with 9 days. That's still 3 more than you currently have in Geneva or Canton of Vaud. So you should seriously consider a move.
Yeah. Yes. Now, there's also a difference, I know, between some of the cantons, because, as you say, sometimes those dates, as like August the 1st may well do occasionally, fall on a Sunday.
Yes.
And then actually you think, well, then I'm going to lose it. Now, I know some cantons then say, well, you know, if it's on a Sunday, we'll have the Monday off. But they're not.
Exactly.
But then not all cantons do that either. So
yes, and then there are some holidays that are in cantons, in certain cantons that are not in the law, so that are not work free by law. But then still, most employers would observe it as a work free day because of customs or because of some other reasons. Then there are some regions in some cantons that would align with their neighboring cantons, who are Catholic, even though their canton isn't Catholic, but their region is turned towards and oriented towards a more Catholic region.
Right.
So it's very complicated. It gets very complicated. Also, if you're now considering a move to the canton of Grisons, also please check what municipality you're going to move to, because that can also make a difference. And I don't want anybody to get angry at me because I talked about 13 days off, and then they only get 11 days off because they moved to the wrong corner of Grisons.
Right.
So it's a complicated affair,
yes.
But you get the gist. Grisons is better than Geneva in terms of days off.
Right, okay, that's it. That way, upping sticks and moving. Right, anyway, Dario, many thanks for that, and it just shows that, yes, again, the complicated patchwork of laws that make Switzerland up. So, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again, because I think you might have to, it's a bit complicated. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the Swiss Up series, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.